Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, I ticked Dr. Mina off already.
What, how? Did you text her?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Pretty damn early. Oh, she's awake.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Back east, it's a little hour later.
We had a question for her yesterday, too.
What'd you say to her today?
Well, okay.
I don't recall what the question was.
This story.
Was,
but...
All right.
This is the story that came across today. And so I, you know, wanted to get her thoughts on it. And two U.S. universities near the top of the latest world college rankings.
Uh-oh.
So not Yale?
Not Yale.
Harvard.
You said near the top, but I assume Yale's.
World Stanford college. And Caltech.
Okay. For what?
Tied for third.
What kind of, is it?
Best in the world.
Subject concentration or just overall?
Best in the world.
Stanford and Caltech, okay.
Are tied for third. Oxford, out of Britain, is number one. Cambridge is number two.
Who's four and five?
Let's see. Well, there's two at three.
Okay.
Stanford and Caltech are tied for third.
Right.
So then we go straight to number five. It's MIT.
All right.
And then Harvard. And then Princeton, Imperial College London, and the University of Chicago. Penn is tied for 10th
with
Swiss Federal Institute of Technology.
She teaches at Zurich. Penn, so she does teach at Penn, so she's got that going for her. But
she's got that going for her. So I sent her a text and asked if the Ivy League was the Arizona State of Leagues.
Seems like it.
Because all I heard was Harvard and Penn in there, right?
Yeah.
The top 10.
Right. The only thing I read about Yale yesterday.
Well, what are the reasons?
Because they're the best.
No, I know, but it's strictly academics. It's got to be something like that.
Whatever.
Yeah, like the smartest people in the world go to these places?
Probably.
Yeah.
Or went to, or are going,
We're products
something.
Of these colleges.
I don't know.
Right. The
it's
only thing
be more than that, too.
Anyone was touting out of a
Because
new...
Stanford's got football players who might not be that smart.
Yeah.
Still tough to get in there, don't get me wrong.
Out of New Haven yesterday was, apparently there's a New Haven style of pizza.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, it's a Neapolitan kind of pizza.
Well, Mystic Pizza's right up there.
Very famous in the region.
Julie Roberts still works there.
It's known as, I don't even know how to pronounce it, but it's A-P-I-Z-Z-A, a pizza.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So that's the only good news I've seen coming out of New Haven, Connecticut lately.
We're
nothing about Yale.
Doubling down. We're really pissing her off, man. I like Yale. I think they're great. I'd have went
ain't
there.
Nobody buying that.
I'd have went there if they would have accepted me and I had a lot of money.
And if you had the desire to actually work in college.
Yeah, I didn't want to apply there. Either,
no.
By the way. I applied to this other school you just mentioned, though. Turned down every one of them.
They have a nice Bulldog mascot. Saw a picture of a Bulldog mascot from Yale.
And
I think Sports Illustrated the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yale Bulldogs, that's it.
They might have lost him. You know, they got to replace the... Every once in a while.
How far do we get down to? Is this like?
We're done.
Is this listed like through 10,000 colleges?
Top 10.
Okay.
Yeah, where did my college come in, Craig?
Not in the top 10.
No.
Others receiving votes?
No, probably 11.
University of Nebraska, Omaha.
Oh,
fine school.
I saw a list. No, it's not. I saw a list the other day. It's only like the fifth best in the freaking state.
Of course. Yeah, and we got no colleges here.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't have any colleges, and it's still the fifth best in the state. What the hell?
They gave me a degree.
Creighton's won, right? They got to be. They usually are when it comes to the state.
I forget.
We don't have enough colleges.
I forget, because that wasn't really something I would ever have to deal with,
yeah,
was
right.
Number one, maybe number five.
Yeah.
So I was hurt with that.
Yeah.
It is, have you hit any of the corn mazes yet.
Oh, is it that time?
It's that time of year for the corn maze. There is one in Vermont that covers 24 acres.
Well, if Tyler and I don't show up for work one day.
We're stuck in a corn maze.
Yeah, we went to visit a corn maze the day before.
Thick 10-foot walls of corn.
Yep.
On average, visitors start over three times. Usually takes more than 2 hours to find your way out.
I would just walk right through them. I would do too thick, right? Because if you get so pissed off, I would just go through walls to get the hell out of there.
The owner's always there to give discouraged hikers a few hints. When that's not good enough, there's emergency exits.
Oh, there's emergency exits.
Yeah.
And can't you use your GPS device?
Well, would that help you?
I don't know. Not in the corn maze, it wouldn't. Because that's...
If you download the corn maze map.
Maybe that.
But then that kind of
takes something cool with the kids. I don't have to do that anymore.
No.
So I'm very happy. I will not be in any pumpkin patch at all this year.
I think I'll be at a haunted house where they have a haunted corn maze.
Yeah, but you will actually be there for work purposes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Yeah, but
go there on my leisure time.
Yeah, but your daughter still likes the pumpkin patch, right? One of the pumpkin.
Yeah, but she usually ends up going with like her
group of
group
school
from
friends.
School
Good
or
for
something.
You. Good for you. Craig was there 8 hours last
like
year.
Like 10. Yeah. Wasn't it 10?
12.
I assume I'm still there.
12 to 14. What's the difference between regular corn and haunted corn?
I think there's dudes in scary clown masks jumping out at you to scare the hell out of you. Yeah.
I don't need that.
I'd be punching some clown.
No.
I don't go into haunted houses.
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't need to be frightened.
No, the haunted house is, yeah.
I have a life. I'm frightened enough.
Yeah, I look at the future. It frightens the hell out of me, right?
Exactly. I think that's a violation of a lot of city ordinances if you're punching the clown in a haunted house.
Good point.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to touch the clown.
You're not supposed to touch the clown.
Any clown.
You may not touch the clown.
No, if a guy comes out behind, like you said, he comes out behind a corn maze and it's dark and scares the crap out of you. Just punch the guy.
But no, don't punch the guy.
Well, you get in trouble.
Try to resist that.
Yeah.
Try very hard to resist that.
You probably forget, oh, it's right, I'm in a haunted maze. I thought I was just running in the woods and the clown was going to kill me.
Can't act like I'm at home just punching the clown last night.
Don't punch a clown.
All right. Don't be a clown puncher.
No. The owner of an underground missile site in the Midwest says that fears of a nuclear war are sparking renewed interest in his bunker. The shelter is up for sale on eBay. The asking price
is... He's an underground missile site. He's got a bunker?
Yeah.
With a missile in it?
Yeah, the old Minuteman missile site. One of those.
That's not an active missile.
No.
No, haven't you seen those? These people that build homes in missile sites in the middle of North Dakota or Wyoming.
Save on windows.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Yep.
So he's asking a little bit more than $300,000 for this.
Well, you could put windows in, but all you'd see is like dirt.
Dirt.
Yeah.
Because you're underground.
Probably like your little earth.
A little bit of a waste.
Like an earthworm farm. You can look at it the whole time.
Yeah.
That'd
be fine. Ant farm.
Ant farm right there through your window.
Yeah.
That wouldn't creep you out at all.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
It's the other animals, too. Oh, it's a mole farm.
Wouldn't reinforce to you that you're miles underground.
Exactly.
So he says he normally gets about 70 online views a day. You know, he's been trying to sell this. He normally gets about 70 online views a day. But when Donald Trump was elected president, it went to up to 140, 150 hits a day.
That is funny.
And now North Korea.
Gun sales are down, but missile silos are up, which is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once Trump was elected. Bunkers are up and gun sales are down.
But you're going to need guns.
I know, but they are down, though. They are down. That's a fact. Gun sales and gun stocks are down because people are not afraid of their guns getting taken away, which they're not anyway.
Which is too bad because I know some dummies who bought gun stock because they thought Hillary was going to win.
Oh, is that you? Yeah, that would have went up.
Yeah, it would have.
How much you buy?
Not a lot.
Enough to join Cleats Country
Club? Did they at least give you a free gun or something with it? Or?
No. They don't do that.
That would, well, then, yeah, there's no
upside
here.
Oh, yeah, because when you buy stock in a gas company, they give you free gas.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find an upside for you.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess there's a lot of people pissed off at it. I mean, that was a smart move.
Apparently not.
Well, it wasn't now, but, I mean, I bet you even Trump bought gun stock thinking he's going to lose. He might have.
He could have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This this missile silo is up to $325,000 now.
Which it looked like.
And where's it at?
It doesn't really say
here.
You
say what state it's in?
It says it was featured in the Kansas City Star, so maybe it might be Missouri, Kansas, somewhere in there. But, yeah.
Yeah, they got missile
silos. Did he jack the price up because he knows he can get more for it now?
No, it's been up for sale for years.
Oh, it's always been worth $300,000? Okay.
Yeah.
35 feet underground.
Whoa.
2,000 square feet.
Not too freaky. What if somebody just puts their hand over the lid?
Tyler has a good idea. If it's staged right and you put a window in and have a mole farm, that would be a seller.
It would also be disgusting and scary as hell every morning to see moles looking in at you.
Yeah, that's just in a special room.
Okay, maybe. You know, that's the mole room.
Right, you go entertain people in the mole room. Or the kids would like it. Be something entertaining for the kids.
I don't want to go in a house that scares me.
Oh, here it is. 3 miles
That'd
from,
be me.
3 miles from Holden, Missouri.
Holden.
I have no idea where that is.
Well, you're alive.
I'm looking.
You wake up after a nuclear war and you're alive in Holden.
Yeah, and there's no one else
around. That's fun.
Even the rest of Holden is dead.
Right.
See, and that's the trouble with getting a bunker.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you do survive, you're eventually going to be radiation and you're going to lose all your hair and you're going to die alone and penniless and broke. And
all your friends. And no, you'll have everything. Everyone else is dead. It's the last man on Earth.
It is. Except last man on Earth was a disease and there was still food and sunshine. And there wouldn't be with the nuclear
war. With the nuke stuff, everything's contaminated.
Right.
Cars, food, whatever.
Looks like it's about 50 miles southeast of Kansas City.
All right. Get in there, grab your chief jersey, and go down.
There's a nearby Air Force base, so that would explain the missile silo. That makes sense. Tyler, your buddy might be doing well for himself. University of Kansas sociologist Changhwan Kim says that men are now marrying up more than women due to significant increases in highly educated and highly paid females.
Oh, my buddy says he gets to lay on his couch and be a stud for his highly educated, rich wife.
Is that a case be happening for him.
I don't think it's going to. You still have to have something to offer.
Right. Some look at it as men marrying up. Others look at it as women marrying down. Yeah. It depends on one's perspective. But they say
it'd be great to date a woman that makes more money than you.
They say that now women are more likely to get married to a less educated man.
Sorry. What?
They say now women are more likely to get married to a less educated man.
They want Wranglers in a truck and a manly man.
Well, and it's just the nature of the beast. More women are in college.
Yes. They always are. They have been for years.
Yeah. So it only makes sense that it's going to happen.
Right.
They found that the number of highly educated unmarried women exceeds the number of single men in the same boat. Women are more likely to be married to a less educated man and earning a higher income than him.
That's only going to go up.
They also say that men do not complain a whole lot about this.
No.
Well, as long as they're contributing something. I bet you there's a break there somewhere. That's why there's a lot of Mr. Moms out there, too, by the way. There's a lot of guys that stay home with their kids. In fact, a lot of those guys listen to this program because this is their guy time. Get emails like, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's enough of them out there that we get emails once in a while. I'm a staying home dad. Thank you for you guys. Because I got nothing.
Right. Because I'm a dummy.
They don't say they're a dummy.
But I look hot.
Yeah. But it takes a special breed, man.
But I'm hot and girthy. So a hot chick.
In the morning.
A hot educated chick married me. Yeah.
Or they both were working to begin with, and she had a better job, and the kid was born, and they stayed home. That happens.
Or you get to two or three kids, and one job is just paying for daycare, and it's a wash.
Yeah.
Or that.
I've known people who have not quite gotten there, but been pretty damn close to making that decision.
Well, a lot of times it is a wash. People still want to be out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen women that just don't want to be out of the house, just don't want to be staying home at all because they shoot themselves. But if it's a wash,
I mean, I've
seen that a lot. I think in this day and age, daycare, I think it is a wash a lot of times, right?
Yeah, especially like I say, you get to about three kids. I think that's about the breaking point.
If you've got three
kids in daycare, one of your salaries is just going straight to the daycare.
We get calls like that all the time where women make more than their husbands. But even If it's a little more, I guess, you know, it's probably not a big problem.
No.
But it shouldn't be a problem because there's a lot of guys that make more money than their wives, and nobody bitches about that. Definitely the wives don't.
Well, no, but that, you know, these are, we're talking about societal norms here.
Yeah.
And sometimes, especially if the disparity is great, males, we have heard stories or, you know, studies where males will feel a little bit inadequate if the disparity is too much.
Yeah, there's that fear of she's trying to upgrade.
Or she can.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she?
Because she has.
Well, because why don't guys, though? Guys don't upgrade. They don't look for women with more money. So why would a woman? There are women. I think women actually can be like guys in that situation. I make more money than him, and I still love him. That's just stuck to the tape.
It depends on the person.
You know, I mean, I think we're all about it, but I think the woman's always just want more money. But if the woman actually makes more money than the guy, she probably has no problem with that if she loves the guy and he does his part.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because a guy's not always looking upgrade if they make more money than their woman.
No.
That never happens.
No.
How many guys leave their woman for like a poor waitress? Like Tiger almost did. He pretty much did.
No.
You know? I'm
he
just
saying. He just banged her.
I know. I'm just saying. Bad analogy. But I'm just talking about there are people like that. That there are rich guys, like a guy with money, and then his wife has a good career, and he starts banging his $20,000 a year secretary.
Poor,
you know,
younger secretary.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's how the guy thinks he upgrade.
I'm just going to wait around and find somebody and take care of me. Heard that from a few of my friends. I said, that's not going to work. Well, first
you
of
hang
all.
Out with a high class of gentlemen.
Always have.
Look around.
I like the regular dudes.
High class of gentlemen. As you think well, back, you're oh, yeah, that's what they were.
Well, you know somebody's.
High class.
When you know somebody since they were like eight, you can't pick them. That's just what happens. To you, they're just that dude.
They are.
Their life choices are theirs, but they're still your buds. We all know that. Been there.
Researchers at Harvard Medical School, morons, a lot of them.
Oh, big time. But smarter than Yale, right? Much smarter.
Yeah, I would probably take their word over
Yale.
From Yale.
Yeah. Well, Harvard's number one, and Yale is the Brown of the Ivy League.
I get special joy out of that.
I know, because we know. I just picture like a day or two with the podcast freaking out in her car, Dr. Mina. She does. She admits it.
I just can see her head explode.
So what are these geniuses at Harvard saying, by the way?
Yeah. They are.
I'll take this seriously.
It's Ivy League, but right. Yale. Is
yeah,
it's
Yale.
It's the worst of the Ivy League. You picked the worst one. So many Ivy League to choose from.
Right.
And you picked that one?
They picked her. Mm-hmm. Researchers at Harvard say that they have found that... And get, this is a bit convoluted, that younger women who smoke and live in areas with lots of nighttime lights have a slightly higher risk of developing breast cancer. Like they tracked more than 100,000 women for nearly 25 years.
Well, I
women
understand the
smoked,
cigarette part, but what's the nighttime lights?
Like Times Square?
Does that mean,
like
for instance,
is it light or is it mean
light.
Is it correlating to going out because it's light
nighttime
out?
Lights, right. Just lights at night.
So big cities, basically.
Yes.
Got it.
Street for lights. Women who smoked, the likelihood of breast cancer went up as they were exposed to more outdoor nighttime light.
Oh, not indoor nighttime light.
No,
correct.
We all have light.
So that's an odd
It's an odd, the light part's a odd because it just sounds like more urban people that smoke get breast cancer. That's what it sounds like. But the nighttime lights is weird. But, you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. It is Harvard.
Right.
If it was Yale, I'd question that study completely.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'd just dismiss it.
You can't put faith in those people.
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Do we have that?
I do.
A Maryland football tradition is being suspended by the school.
The Terps.
The school's band will not be performing the song Maryland, my Maryland, Maryland prior to games for Maryland. Now.
She is not dead, nor deaf, nor dumb. Huzzah, she burns the northern scum. She burns, she'll come.
And Lincoln's an asshat.
One take.
Yeah. Are they just going to have one guy come out there and do the last line?
That's No. Yeah, they're going to have Puss go out there and sing the last line.
In his Terps jersey.
Yeah, I got a flight on Friday. I'm flying out to Maryland.
I don't watch much Maryland football, so I was not aware this was a tradition.
I'll watch them when they – well, I figured it might be. It's the state song, I guess.
The school decided to put a stop to the playing of the song after some people questioned – the pro-Confederate tone.
Well, there's a bunch of words in there that really...
You mean they finally just noticed this?
Well, that's just why it came up for us in the first place, is because it was a question in, their state legislature.
Puss sang that song 6-7 years ago. That's an old bit.
And we've discussed it, when the Preakness was going
right.
on. They've been singing that before the Preakness forever.
Yeah.
Just like the other racist song before the Kentucky Derby. They've been doing forever.
Well, Maryland has a black student population, had for years, by the way, that might not be appreciated. So I'm good for them. But you're right. It came up because of the Confederate statues, probably, and things like that.
Yeah.
And the renewed
interest in the Civil War.
Yeah. Even in the bit that we play, there is the lyric about the northern scum.
Northern scum, exactly.
Yeah. So the song includes, lyrics about northern scum as well as lyrics said to condemn President Lincoln after he ordered troops be brought to Washington at the beginning of the Civil War.
Yeah, Lincoln's an asset. That line, right.
Yes, that line.
We
isolated it. It's pretty loud.
As their state song in 1939.
Oh, late. Well, that's the show.
And now we're just starting to pay attention to
it. Well, the northern scum had really started to tick them off in 39.
That was just to prove. That's the thing about all the monument stuff. I don't want to get back into that thing. Is that most of the stuff was erected in the mid-20th century to say, hey, we're still in charge.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was a racist. They are racist statues because of that reason. They weren't up in 1860.
No. Or 70
or
80.
Or 80, right.
They probably should stop playing it because it's 9 verses long.
Is it?
Takes for damn ever.
Yeah.
Yes, there are references.
But it's also... They probably just play the musical version. They're not really. Does the crowd sing along Lincoln's an asset?
No, because they don't know.
They don't know the words.
Yeah, I heard other people talking about this, and they said, well, I don't know why they're. We never knew the words anyway.
Yeah, just do
so
what?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Go ahead, if the band plays the song, it means nothing to us because we don't know the words to the song.
Just do The Horse. That's my favorite song a band can do. The Horse or do the Notre Dame fight song. Those two songs are cool.
Everybody does the Notre Dame or the Michigan fight song.
And the horse. Yeah.
And the horse.
And the horse.
Right.
That's all you need to play. And get
seven
off,
or eight
and
fight
get off,
songs.
Get off the field.
There's your
ride. Right. But don't play Lincoln's an asshat.
That's your complete pep band repertoire.
And I still like the horse, man. I still like the horse. They played the horse for my high school games and we were winning. You didn't hear the horse that night. You knew you were losing, man. So I like the band. Thanks for being up there, guys.
You only play that when you're winning?
Well, I think they end up playing it no matter what. I was only happy to hear it when we were winning.
Because that's why
towards the end of the game.
That's probably why we never learned it as a band. Because we knew we were
your team
eat
sucked,
it.
Right?
You had to be up.
Yeah, but what do 14 guys sound like playing the horse?
More like
our band was a little bigger than that.
Okay,
23? Okay.
We had about as many people in the football team as we did in the band.
You're tuned to the greatest tool show on earth.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.